Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark side intro in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, with the focus right where it matters most, the bass line and the arrangement language that makes the whole thing feel threatening, hypnotic, and ready for a DJ mix. This is not about stuffing the intro with loads of sounds. It's about creating pressure. You want that crate digger energy, that dusty, restrained feeling, where the bass hints at the drop without giving the game away too early. If you get this right, the intro does three important jobs at once. It sets the mood fast, it stays useful in a DJ set, and it teases the main hook so the drop lands harder when it finally arrives. We're aiming for a 16-bar intro that feels moody, gritty, and disciplined. Think 90s-inspired jungle attitude with modern low-end control. The bass should be sparse but meaningful, more like a conversation than a constant line. So let's get into the session setup first. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and set the tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. That's right in the lane for old school DNB and jungle leaning energy. Create four groups: drums, bass, atmos, and FX. On the master, drop a utility straight away so you can check mono later without scrambling for it. If you use reference tracks, now's the time to load one in. Pick something dark, sparse, and low-end disciplined so you've got a clear target. Inside the bass group, make two MIDI tracks, one for sub, one for mid bass. That split is important. In DNB, the sub is the foundation, and the mid bass is where the personality lives. Keeping them separate makes the whole arrangement easier to control later. Now build the sub first. On the sub track, load operator or wave eatable and keep it simple. A sine-based patch is a perfect starting point. You want a clean, solid low end, not a flashy synth lead pretending to be bass. Set the attack very short, just enough to speak cleanly. Keep the decay and release controlled so the notes don't smear into each other. Then add a little saturator after the synth. Just a touch of drive, enough to give the sub some weight and make it audible on smaller systems, but not so much that it starts sounding fuzzy. Write a simple two-bar phrase using only 2 to 4 notes. Keep it sparse. Maybe hit the one, then leave space. Then answer with an offbeat note or a short pickup. The idea is to make it feel like bass events, not a constant stream of notes. In jungle and old school DNB, the space around the bass is part of the groove. If the sub feels too wide, use utility to pull it to mono. In fact, for this style, you usually want the sub dead center and locked down. If there are unwanted harmonics, use a low-pass filter or reduce the drive a bit. Keep it clean. Keep it intentional. Now move to the mid bass. This is where things get darker and more expressive. On the mid-bass track, load wave-eatable, analog, or even operator if you want to layer it with effects. A nice starting point is a detuned saw-based patch with a low-pass filter. The goal here is a Reese-like attitude, some movement, some grit, some menace. After the synth, build a processing chain. Start with saturator and push it harder than the sub, but still keep it musical. Then add chorus ensemble with a subtle mix, just enough to widen and animate the tone without making the low end sloppy. After that, use auto filter for movement. Keep the modulation subtle. You're not trying to make it wobble like a full-on bass line from another genre. You're trying to make it breathe. If you want extra edge, add a light redux or erosion stage. Again, subtle. You want grime, not complete destruction. Now program the mid bass as a response to the sub. If the sub lands on the downbeat, let the mid bass answer just after. If the sub hits with a longer note, let the mid-bass stay short and punchy. This call and response relationship is one of the classic languages of jungle and old school DNB. It keeps the intro alive without overcrowding it. A good phrase shape is something like this. In bars 1 and 2, only a couple of short hits. Then bars 3 and 4, maybe one extra answer note. In bars 5 through 8, repeat the idea with a slight twist. Then bars 9 through 16. Increase the density a little so the intro starts leaning toward the drop. And here's a really useful coaching tip. Don't think in terms of a bass line that just runs continuously. Think in terms of bass events. Each note should feel like it's saying something. If every note matters, the silence between them becomes part of the groove. Now let's talk drums. For this kind of intro, you want an edited breakbeat, not a stock loop left untouched. That break is the heartbeat of the whole thing. Slice a break into MIDI or load it into simpler in slice mode. Then start tightening the hits by hand. Put the kick and snare where the groove needs them. Add ghost notes between the main hits and nudge a few timing details by ear so it doesn't feel too robotic. You can layer in a short kick or a snappier snare if the break needs more punch, but don't overdo it. This is an intro, not the full drop. You want enough drum presence to signal the groove, but still enough space for the bass to speak. On the drum bus, a little drum bus can help glue things together. Use modest drive, maybe a bit of crunch if needed, but don't flatten the break. Then use glue compressor lightly. You're just catching the peaks and giving the drums a bit of cohesion. If the compression starts making the break lose its life, back off. A really important point here is phrase spacing. For the first four bars, keep the drums a little more restrained. Then add a bit more detail in bars 5 through 8, more energy in bars 9 through 12, and the strongest tension in bars 13 through 16. That way the intro evolves naturally, instead of just looping the same idea over and over. Now add atmosphere. This is where the Crate Science character comes in. Use one or two atmospheric layers, vinyl noise, room tone, a filtered stab wash, a reverse cymbal, maybe a radio-style texture. Keep them behind the drums and bass. Their job is to make the intro feel dusty, dark, and lived in, like it came from some half-remembered dubplate session. Use auto filter and EQ8 to shape these sounds. High-pass the low end so they don't clutter the mix. If there's harshness in the upper mids, trim it a little. You can also automate the filter opening slowly across the 16 bars, so the world feels like it's gradually coming into view. If you want extra old-school mood, run a short sample through saturation, a little bit of redux, and maybe echo with filtered repeats. That kind of treatment can make the atmosphere feel cracked, aged, and really underground. Now let's arrange the bass with purpose. Bars 1 to 4 should be teaser territory. Keep the sub short and sparse. Let the mid bass appear only once or twice. Let the drums be reduced or filtered a little if needed. You want the listener to feel the vibe, not get the whole track immediately. Bars 5 to 8 are where the call and response starts to really show itself. Add another note or ghost phrase. Let the bass answer the drums more clearly. Maybe open the mid-bass filter slightly so it starts cutting through. Bars 9 to 12 should raise tension. You can add a little more bass activity here. Maybe to fill. Maybe to reverse texture. Maybe a bit more saturation. This is where the intro starts to feel like it's leaning forward. Then bars 13 to 16 are your pre-drop pressure zone. The bass gets a bit more assertive, the drums get fuller, and the effects should help guide the ear into the drop. One really effective trick is to mute the sub for a beat right before the final downbeat, then bring it back on the one. That tiny absence can create more anticipation than a huge overblown riser. Now bring in your effects layers. Use a few practical transition sounds. Reverse hits, short risers, sub drops, tonal swells, impact accents. Keep them short and functional. In Darkside DNB, transitions should feel like pressure changes, not cinematic excess. Automate reverb send up a little at phrase ends if needed. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars. Use width on effects if you want, but keep the bass itself firmly under control. Now it's time for the reality check. Put the whole mix in mono briefly using utility on the master. If the intro falls apart in mono, the mid-bass is probably too wide or the sub has too much stereo content. That's a common mistake. The sub should survive mono with no drama. The mid-bass can have some width, but don't let it weaken the core. If the bass is masking the drums, carve a little space around the drum punch area, especially in the mid-bass around the low-mid range. And if the snare loses impact, don't just turn the whole mix down. Simplify the bass rhythm in that bar. In DNB, arrangement and mix decisions are often the same decision. Also, check this at low volume. That's a great test. If the intro still feels threatening quietly, the structure is strong. If it only feels heavy when it's loud, you probably lean too much on sheer level instead of arrangement and contrast. Here's the main creative rule to keep in mind throughout this process. Micro contrast matters. Even if the harmony stays the same, change one detail every couple of bars. Shorten a note. Open the filter a bit. Add a touch more saturation. Change one drum hit. These tiny moves keep the intro alive. A few pro moves before you finish. Resample the mid-bass chain and chop the best hits into audio. That often gives you a more authentic jungle bounce and endless MIDI tweaking. Try a small amount of ghost note movement in the bass, but keep it quiet and short, and consider making the last four bars a little more urgent by increasing the filter opening, the drum detail, or the saturation drive just a touch. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 16-bar dark side intro loop with one sub-patch, one mid-bass patch, one chopped break, two Atmos layers, and one reverse effects hit. Use no more than three bass notes total. Keep the sub-mono. Give the mid-bass at least one automation move. Add at least one ghost note or break edit. And make sure the intro clearly evolves by bar 9. If you finish that and it already feels mixable, moody, and dangerous, you're on the right track. So to recap, start with a mono sub and a moving mid bass. Keep the bass line sparse and rhythmic. Let the breakbeat stay alive with edits and ghost hits. Build the intro in clear 4-bar chapters. Use Ableton's stock tools like Operator, Wave Editable, Saturator, Auto Filter, Drum Bus, Glue Compressor, Utility, and Echo to shape the whole scene. And above all, keep the focus on clarity, contrast, and DJ usefulness. That's the formula for a dark side intro that hits hard in drum and bass. Clean foundation, gritty attitude, smart phrasing, and just enough mystery to make the drop feel earned.